Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/flex.
Our traffic reporter can get from one end of Bend to the other in less than 30 seconds. Theirs can't. We're on top of it in the KBND copter.
News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning, 6:47, and Dave Jarvis is here with our Monday morning sports.
Thank you kindly. First round of the first games of the NBA playoffs are over. Chris Paul finished with 33 points, 14 assists, and 7 rebounds. He led the Hornets to a 109-100 upending of the Lakers in Game 1 of their Western Conference quarterfinal. Hornets head coach Monty Williams says they're embracing the underdog role.
We've been in this situation all year. You know, everybody has said the same thing about us. We weren't going to make the playoffs. We got off to a 1-7 start in the preseason, so most people didn't expect a lot out of us. So it's something that we're used to.
Paul scored 17 of his points in the fourth quarter. The other games played yesterday, Memphis down San Antonio, Boston better than New York, and Oklahoma City dropped Denver. Here's the latest from the makeover of the Oregon Ducks basketball roster. Two players who've been rumored for weeks to be exploring a transfer looks like they are leaving. DuckTerritory.com says guard Teandre Williams and center Martin Seaforth will transfer. Also, Louisiana Tech forward Olu Ashaolu, a 6'7" prolific rebounder who is foregoing his final year with the Bulldogs, appears to be headed to Eugene. Jimmy Johnson edged out Clint Bowyer by 0.02 of a second to win yesterday's Aaron's 499 NASCAR race at Talladega. Johnson got a last-second push from teammate Dale Earnhardt Jr. to claim his 54th career win. Jeff Gordon, Earnhardt, and Kevin Harvick rounded out the top five. We are going to Aspen Lakes Golf Course this week. Two rounds of 18 plus a cart in the fantasy foursome. And the first member is Judge Smales. Judge Smales.
Yeah.
Caddyshack. Judge
Smales. Right.
Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
So the theme is Bad Boys of Golf?
Something like that, yeah. Bad Boys of Golf movies.
Bad Boys of Golf movies, okay. All right, well, keep that in mind. Keep track of all that.
Or some could say it's Bad Boys of Bad Golf movies.
They were not bad.
They were not bad.
Caddyshack,
golf
movies. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Caddyshack.
Look at you.
Don't give anything else away. Anything else away.
All right.
I like Caddyshack, but it was pretty bad.
All right. Nobody worry about me.
The Bill Murray ad lib.
They're about 400 yards. He's got a 9-iron.
Fuck. That was great. Love that stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry to break up the fun, folks, but we are a news talk radio show, so a near-record snowpack, high continuing snowfall, and frozen lakes are putting a damper on some fishing and camping facilities in Oregon. Also, if you have strong feelings about how easy or difficult it is to get around Bend in a wheelchair or on crutches, you may want to get involved in a local committee. The application deadline for that committee is April 25th. And also, the Crook County School District, like many districts, is struggling to balance next year's budget, but they're also seeing some impressive test scores. School board member Scott Cooper says Ochoco Elementary School has doubled their scores in recent years. And that's a look at the news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KVND.
We love you. We know you're not from around here. We can't let that go.
Ochoco.
Now, you came from an area where there's lots of...
Right.
Ochoco.
Instead of Ochoco?
Right.
Correct.
Ochoco kind of describes my performance in the news about 10 minutes ago.
Not your
El
fault.
Choco. It wasn't my fault, but I guess I didn't choke.
El Choco.
I didn't choke. I didn't choke. Okay, so Ochoco.
All right, your traffic and weather and your news today. It's all brought to you by the St. Charles Health System Ghost Tree Celebrity Invitational, benefiting First Story. Visit ghosttreeinvitational.com for more info. Roads today, getting around town is just fine. Don't Ochoco up and you'll be okay.
It is going to be dry starting off the week on this Monday. Clear this morning, then plenty of sun during the afternoon. Winds will pick up later today with some of the gusts out of the northwest near 20 or 20.